Welcome to the Lunar Return podcast, where I'll talk about everything, astrology, wellness, relationships, and healing. My name is Josie, and I'm excited you're listening. And in this episode, I will inspire you to continue your path of healing and growth. Let's begin. I am very happy you're listening. I thought it would be a good idea if I use my first podcast episode to properly introduce myself. And if you've been following me for a little longer, thank you. And you may also know that this isn't my first podcast. That is true. I started my podcast in the beginning of 2020 in Dutch. And I really enjoyed creating podcasts, but after a while, I didn't feel in alignment anymore. And this is probably a topic for another episode, but I went through a lot the past 2 years. I've learned a lot. I've gained so much. And because I was learning and going very deeply within, I had no space to create. And that is okay. I didn't want to create to just create or put content out there just to put content out there. I knew that I wanted to feel a deep connection to what I create and what I produce. So I guess I've been waiting for the right moment to share again. And personally, for me, the last couple of months brought so much change, and I started to notice that I had space to build and create again, and that I felt the call to share what I've been taught. And I'm very grateful to be back. I can't wait to connect with you again. So yes, here I am. Without further ado, let's get into the first episode. So before we start, and for everyone who doesn't know me, my name is Josie. I am currently 29 years young. I am turning 30 in June, which is scary, but also interesting and exciting. I work as an astrologer, and this podcast will probably be about astrology for 80% of the time, which I hope you're also excited for. I am very excited to talk about astrology. So yeah, today I wanted to discuss and talk a little bit more about how I got into all of this. So I grew up as a very sensitive but creative child. I think my Pisces moon was really out there when I was a kid. When I look at old photos, I always see my Pisces moon shine through. And yeah, I've always loved animals. I loved drawing and painting and creating things. And I loved playing. I could play for hours, just me and my imagination. I know that sounds weird, but I was just very creative. So I was always in my own world. And yeah, I think that describes Pisces and Pisces moons perfectly. And then I remember when I was around the age of 9, I really enjoyed ghost stories. As far as I can remember, I loved everything that had to do with the paranormal world. I was so drawn to it. And again, maybe this is for another episode, but when I was very young, I could really sense energies, and I've even seen ghosts. Maybe you don't believe in ghosts, but I definitely do. When I was little, I just believed in it. And I think there is a fine line between the paranormal and the spiritual world, because they're kind of not really separate, I believe. They're kind of intertwined. And yeah, so I grew up in a family where, especially with my mom talking about these things, that was just normal. My mom was the same. She was also deeply interested in rituals and Reiki and healing. So growing up, all these things were present in my life already. So I'm talking about when I was, I think between the age of 8 and 10. But when I got a little older, of course, other things became more important to me. I wanted to go out with friends. I wanted a boyfriend. I wanted to buy clothes and makeup. And, you know, I kind of abandoned that side of me, which I think is normal for a teenage girl. I think it's healthy. And yeah, I was just focused on the right things. But later, when I turned 19, I was getting back into it. I got, I was just still fascinated by it because I remember reading a lot about angels and past lives, especially past lives were so interested. Or I was so interested in past lives and everything that had to do with kind of like the spiritual realm. And a few years later, I started to read more about astrology, and that's when I knew I wanted to study it more deeply. But yeah, I had no idea that you could become an astrologer. I had no one to look up to. There were no real role models for me in that sense. And I also didn't really know or see anyone practice astrology on social media. Back then, it just wasn't a thing like it is today. I think I didn't know where to look as well. So I didn't know you could actually make that your job because it really became my passion. But I was still working as a photographer. Making money was pretty difficult because it was just really hard to get new clients. And my income didn't really give me the security I desperately wanted. So I was almost always anxious about and around money. And at the time, I remember I felt super out of alignment. I was just waiting and basically praying for a change or for an opportunity. And I am someone who just, you know, when I want something, I go for it. But it was just really hard to make a living of what I was doing. I mean, I could afford things, the things I needed, and I could pay my rent, but I was struggling. And I just didn't know what to do anymore. I didn't want to work for anyone because I always wanted to be my own boss, and I was my own boss for a while. And at that time, I'm 25, and I feel like I need to change my whole life around, basically. So I remember I was working in Adobe Illustrator, and I was working on a chart because, you know, I was still studying astrology. And if you've ever seen a birth chart, they look very technical. When you pull up your birth chart through astro.com, they kind of look like math homework. They look very technical and not pretty at all. So I had this idea to just put my chart into Illustrator and make it look pretty. And I kind of made it a poster so I could print it and just, you know, display it in my apartment. And I posted it to Instagram. Also, I think one of my friends told me I should just post it on Instagram and see if anyone would be interested. And I was like, no, no one's going to be interested. But I was so wrong, and I'm so happy that I did, because I posted it to my Instagram stories, and I can't really remember what I said, but I think I just told my followers something like, hey, I just made this birth chart. What do you think? And I remember getting so many DMs from people asking me if I could make them one, because of course a birth chart is very personal. So you can't really, you know, make one yourself, or like some people didn't even know how to look up their birth chart. So I got very overwhelmed. I did not expect that at all. And an hour later, or a few hours later, I was freaking out in my kitchen because I basically got so many orders and I was overwhelmed because all of a sudden I had so much work. But on the other hand, I was scared because I thought maybe this is just a one-time thing, because obviously a lot of these people that asked me to make them one, they also asked me how much I would charge to make them one. So I was like, oh my gosh, maybe, you know, I can kind of turn my passion into a job. But then also a part of me was like, well, maybe this is just a one-time thing, so don't get too excited. But it wasn't a one-time thing. I got so many orders, and I had to tell people that the charts were out of stock. And after a few days, people came back to me asking me if I could explain their charts. So not only did they want me to make them a personalized birth chart, but also they wanted me to read their chart. And I was like, ah, I see. But I was a beginning astrologer. I mean, I didn't even feel like I owned that title. I was just practicing on friends. And like I said, I didn't know I could make this my job. So yeah, I've been practicing with friends and family, but I didn't know that I, you know, could make this into my business. So people around me already knew how much I loved astrology. But now I started to notice how many people were actually also interested. And I kind of was in this shock, and I was super happy. I felt incredibly grateful. And I realized that all this time I was searching and waiting for a sign or something to change my life, and it was in front of me. I remember that moment that I was like on my bed, and I had all these astrology books next to my bed, and I was like, there was a sign, you know, there was something in this all this time, but I just didn't know. So I was really happy that I took that step. And I had all these astrology books, all these diaries full of astrology transits. And as soon as I started to share something, the universe was like, yes, this is your path and this is what you're supposed to do. And that's honestly how it felt. It felt so magical, like I opened a door to something. So yeah, finally, I started to feel more at ease, because I realized that this was not just a one-time thing, and it was not going to give me anxiety. This was something that was going to work with me for the rest of my life. I knew it, and I felt it, and I still feel it. Everything started to flow, and my career kind of took off. I got so many opportunities, and I think this was the first time where I really felt like I was working with my heart and without fear. So I am still super grateful that I had the opportunity to work as a full-time astrologer for the past 3 years. And I also really want to say that if you have a passion, then you should always follow it, and you never know what move you could make to actually also open the door like I did. Maybe tell somebody about your passion or share something online. And yeah, it can actually really change your life. So if you're listening and you've been waiting for a sign, then you can take this as a sign.
Hey, are you a coach or a teacher? Or do you want to have clients that would love to know more about astrology? Or maybe you're in a point in your life where you want to learn astrology in a correct way. I am currently offering a 6-week program where we dive into everything you want to learn together. I will make a 6-week plan to teach you everything you want to teach your clients or students so you don't have to study astrology for hours and hours. I'll give you all the tools you need, so if this sounds amazing to you, you can send me a DM or an email and we can schedule a free call to see if this is something that will help you or your business. I'm so excited to talk to you. Let's talk soon.
And I think why I love astrology so much is that it's something that you can study for life. You will never ever finish studying astrology because it is so deep and it is so complex. And yeah, it's such a beautiful tool that really can enrich your life so much. So I really felt the call to keep studying and start this podcast to share my biggest passion with you again. And I think it doesn't matter who you are, if you are a teacher or a business owner or a mother, everyone can benefit from the teachings of astrology. So if you're listening, just know that I am very happy that you are listening and that I cannot wait to connect with you. I love to end this episode with some fun and maybe not so fun, but still interesting facts about astrology. So if you don't know anything about astrology, you'll probably at least know your sun sign, which is often referred to as your star sign or horoscope, but you actually also have a moon sign, a Mercury sign, a Venus sign, and so on. Often when people don't believe in astrology, it's because they just don't know that they have a whole chart instead of just a sun sign. So yeah, I always tell people when they're like skeptical or when they come to me and they tell me, oh, I don't believe in astrology, the first thing I ask is if they've had their chart read, and the answer is always no. So fact number 2, the moon plays a big role in your emotional life, and in the chart, it represents your emotional side and your emotional needs. And when the sun is more, where the sun is more about your display of character, the moon is about your deepest desires, and they are often more hidden. We don't really share our needs, and sometimes we don't even know them. But I will definitely talk more about the moon in another episode and explain what she stands for and how you can work with the moon. They will probably be like a few parts of, you know, talking about the moon. So another fun fact, one thing that fascinates me is the fact that so many iconic Hollywood celebrities have Neptune in their first house. And Neptune is the planet of dreams and mystical things, but also glamour. And I was stunned when I found out that, you know, when I saw the list of famous people who have this placement. So Kim Kardashian, Marilyn Monroe, Tom Cruise, Paris Hilton, Scarlett Johansson, Nicole Kidman, Jim Carrey, and so many more big stars. And if you ask me, they all have this same typical star allure, something very attractive. And Neptune is a planet that kind of hypnotizes and make things more mysterious. So yeah, I love that so much. In 1977, the minor planet Chiron was discovered, and that's actually not that long ago when you think about it. Chiron in the birth chart reveals where we feel like we are not good enough. So astrologers also refer to Chiron as the wounded healer. So when we learn about this placement, we can learn about how we have to heal and where we have to heal in order to heal others. So maybe it feels a little bit awkward and uneasy and maybe even painful to explore this part of your birth chart, but it's such a beautiful way of getting to know yourself on a deeper level, especially if you work in the healing space or would like to help other people. I think it's really worth checking out your Chiron placement. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll tune in for the next episodes, because I am really happy to share more about astrology, but also feminine energy. I love to talk about mental health, healing, wellness. Basically, I want to talk about things and share tips that will help you feel empowered. And hopefully, I can kind of make this podcast a time for you to relax while maybe learning something new as well. So thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.